So DDG responded to all the criticism. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like taking it in stride though, being like, y'all just.
He doesn't care. He goes, I got her pregnant. Literally,
he goes back secured.
Like, allegedly.
Yup. Oh, I know you hate that.
I don't hate it. It's funny to like call too.
All right. Well, yup. TMZ Verified the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph. Welcome back.
I was off work for 4 days, y'all. Well, I guess 2 days. Mm-hmm. Friday, Monday.
Mm-hmm. No. I go, can't relate.
I'm like, you know how I feel like sometimes taking a vacation from work is the worst because then you come back to work and you're like, bruh, forget this.
And the best place, like the best thing to do, not the best place, the best thing to do is like just stay in the grind. Don't get out of it.
Just stay on the ship. Mm-hmm. Never leave. Just mm-hmm. keep on chucking. Mm-hmm. What up, Steph?
Hi.
How are you,
I'm
friend?
Very excited about the stories again today.
Stephanie's energy, y'all, is like 100, and I'm like, bro.
I made him do like a little dance before we started this
I'm
to
barely
get his
here
mood
right now.
Like up.
I'm barely here. I love y'all, though. Welcome back.
Woo! There we go. Get a little dance going on. Let me see a jig.
No, I got a little two-step.
There we go.
I got to tell y'all something really quick before we get started. Stephanie is fake, and...
talking about the dumb Halloween costume?
We were supposed to do
Let
a Halloween.
No, don't start. No, no, no. Don't start.
We were supposed to do a joint Halloween costume together.
And all of his ideas were so horrible. And he ditched me last year. Let's keep that in mind.
So she decided when I was gone from work for 2 days go and find another costume partner, which I only found out about because someone else called me and goes, Wild, do you want to be this costume with me? And I go, hold the hell up. I'm with so-and-so. And they go, no, you're not, because she's being... something with someone else, and I go,
first of all, I asked him, do you want to do blank and blank with me? Because it's so good. And he goes, no. And in a rude way, no, I'm busy. Like, I don't want to do. I go, okay, no problem.
My exact words were, no one's going to recognize who we are. So I think we should consider some other options. And because you didn't want to consider the other options,
I
you went
be
and
her.
Found a basic person in the building to be in a basic costume
I
with
I hope
you.
He's watching.
Oh, I love him, but it's still a basic costume. Like,
I love the costume. I'm really excited about it. I'm fake smiling. If you can't hear, I'm like literally devilish smiling.
The week after Halloween, y'all, we're going to come in and we're going to post our photos of our costume up during
and
the
you
show.
Vote.
And I want y'all to look. We don't even, it's not even a vote. It's not a competition. But I want
it's,
y'all to
no,
look.
No, I love a competition.
But I want them to look at the
You know
look,
who people who don't like to comp, like do a little competition? People who lose.
Okay. I want y'all to look at the photos and tell me if you immediately recognize who Stephanie and this other person is. And if the answer is no, I was right. And you owe me $20.
We bet every season, by the way. We have a summer bet, a winter bet, and a spring bet.
This is our
bet.
Fall bet right yeah. now. Let's get it popping.
Okay.
All right.
Pay up.
So, some actual news.
Okay.
A lot to talk about today. First of all, I feel like the fight of the century that we've been waiting for. Logan Paul, Dylan Danis went down last week. Crazy fight.
Why
crazy
in my head
ending.
Do I think that Nina Agdal is also in the fight?
In the fight, right. we're also going to talk about one of my favorite couples. I shouldn't say this because they're like my, I don't want to say favorite, my problematic faves. Krishan and Blueface, no longer together, obviously, but Krishan.
And Lil Mabou, my new favorite couple.
Ew.
I'm just
so
kidding.
Gross.
They're not, whatever.
And then Krishan released a song, she's dragging Blueface. We'll get into it.
Yep.
But first, today, we got to start with, first of all, this story enraged me so much when I first saw it because I go, no freaking way, sis. Mm-hmm. Like, DDG, YouTuber, rapper, he's responding to critics who have been, they've been dragging him ever since these photos of Halle Bailey came out a few days ago of her appearing like visibly with child. I'm trying to think of a way to say this that's like respectful, but like she appears.
There's been speculation. It's
yeah,
not just
a,
you.
There's like, been a lot of speculation that Halle may be pregnant mm-hmm. and we saw photos of her appearing to have what looks like a baby bump. And immediately the internet went crazy. So people started dragging DDG online and he's not feeling it.
What I want to know is, so where did this all begin when it comes to hating him so much? It's not a little bit of hate like Blueface either in comparison. Mm-mm, mm-mm. Not everyone loves Blueface, right? It's known that like not a lot of people like him. Nobody likes this guy.
It seems
Nobody.
Like everybody's not fucking with DDG.
No.
So I think that initially, I think the initial hateration and the Halle.
You love that
and,
word.
I do love it. And the Halle and... Am I saying her name
It's
right?
hard. It's a hard name to say.
Is it Halle or Haley or...
It's Halle Bailey.
Halle Bailey and then...
Wait. You're confusing me. Yes, it's Halle Berry.
Uh-huh.
And no, it's Holly Bailey.
I think it's Holly Bailey.
Holly
Bailey.
Yeah.
And then Halle Berry.
No.
So I think a lot of the issue with DDG just came from the fact that Holly was dating him. Like, period. Like, mm-hmm. people don't like the fact that she's like a actual celebrity. She's a superstar. She's a singer. She's the little freaking mermaid. And it's like, he's a dude that makes content for the internet. Not that I'm shading people that make content for the internet, but like, in the grand scheme of like Hollywood and the celebrity zeitgeist, there's levels to being famous, and he's unfortunately kind of in that, like, traditionally not as famous level.
Here's where I think the hating started. It's the fact that she is at her peak of her career. I mean, mm-hmm. she is doing Little Mermaid, the first black woman to do, like, a, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? To be Little Mermaid. She's at the peak of her career. Mm-hmm. He said some distasteful stuff about her career, mm-hmm. about just everything in general. Nobody wants their it girl to be dating somebody that doesn't support her in her prime.
That's what everybody's saying online. So some of my favorite comments, which I always feel bad when we have, like, let me read some of the worst comments. Somebody said, Holly Bailey pregnant at the height of her career by a bum. I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. Somebody else said, y'all saying DDG isn't a bum because he has some money only means we need to bring back classism. Holly can absolutely do better than him. That's the point. He could have 50 mils. It don't matter. And basically people are just being like, get a better dude.
Right. I want to see her with someone that supports her. But they do have a baby together, so we have to be.
Or speculation says they have a baby together. So DDG responded to all the criticism. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like taking it in stride, though, being like, y'all just.
He doesn't care. He goes, I got her pregnant. I don't care.
He goes back
supposedly.
Secured.
Like, allegedly.
No, so he updated his bio and he tweeted, updated my bio just to clear up any confusion. And his bio now says rich bum. Because they were calling him a bum.
It's giving old Jake Paul.
Yeah, it's like kind of, it's just his trolling nature. But my whole issue with this whole DDG and Holly Bailey thing is they too goddamn young to be having a baby, period.
Yeah.
Like, there is no way in hell. I think what, Holly
She's
is...
She's 23.
And DDG is like what?
26.
There is absolutely no reason why someone that young, and like, we're still young, so we're not like just talking as like, don't have a baby. But it's like... I right now cannot take care of a baby. And it's not even about the financial things. I think we always think about it like, well, they're rich. They can like hire people and they can do those things. I am not at a mental capacity where I can take care of a baby. Like, I don't even know what I'm going to eat for dinner tonight, let alone what I'm going to feed somebody else.
I think that's why people are so upset, though, because she's at the literal height mm-hmm. of her career. You can't go, she can only go more and bigger than Little Mermaid. And we don't need this YouTuber to bring her down / the baby.
No, you're right, though.
Like, that's why people are upset, though. Again, this is not, I'm just saying what the crowd's saying.
Well, I think it. I'm the crowd. The baby, babies hold you down. Like, I don't feel like, and I don't even want to say like, oh, don't have a baby young. Actually, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I agree
don't have
that.
A baby young.
I agree.
But like, think about like Cardi B, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we love us some Cardi B. Cardi B mm-hmm. came out, she was single, she didn't have any mm-hmm. kids. She was dropping music. It seemed like mm-hmm. every month we had a new Cardi B song. Cardi B had culture. It has taken Cardi B years to release the sophomore album. Like, it's like, and that's not a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? You develop a family, you have a life outside of your career. That's cool. But like, at the height of your career, sis,
mm-hmm.
you need to be fucking flipping and flapping and swimming through the ocean and not goddamn having a baby.
Right. And we're talking about celebrities here, but even in real life, it's
don't
like
do
you
it.
Don't, when you're at the height of your, mm-mm. you know, and again, things happen and like,
right.
you can't control it and whatever, and she'll make it work and she'll still be successful.
Right.
But at the same time, I think fans of Little Mermaid, fans of her career, and distaste of this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you'd say? Like, distaste?
No,
like,
right.
they just don't like it. So the last thing they want to see is her with a baby.
She's supposed to be out of the sea.
Dropping it low.
You know what? Like,
yeah, I know.
That's
I know.
Supposed to be.
You that... know I'm the biggest advocate for, like, if you're at the top, make
like
sure.
Especially when you're young.
Right.
So the bottom line is, we don't know for a fact if Holly Bailey is pregnant.
But there's speculation.
There's speculation. They seem to be kind of leaning into it. I did also see some photos of her the other day,
mm-hmm.
and she definitely looked a little...
I go, what, wild?
She was glowing.
Okay.
Glowing
there
is what
go.
I'll say. She was
there
glowing.
Go. There we go.
I don't know.
Listen.
Moral of the story is, kids, don't have babies young. Like, just... Can we give that advice? I can give that advice. Don't do it.
I agree.
I'm like, as someone, I've been that age. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
At 23?
If you're like, yeah. This is such a sensitive topic universally. It depends on where you're from. It depends on who you are. It depends on what you do for a living. Like, I think for...
Like, for us, why... we're like, don't have a baby! Because we're like young and we work in entertainment.
But if I lived in Wisconsin, Montana, right? I'd be like, oh my God.
Why not? What else are you going to do? Time to have a baby.
Time to have a baby. 27? Oh, gotta go. Like, it just depends on where you're at. But I think fans are upset because she's at the peak. Yeah. They want to see her succeed. They want to see her do well.
You know, someone else who I'm really hoping has a great career, despite all the craziness, Chrisean Rock.
I love her.
So Chrisean, y'all know, she just recently had a baby by Blueface, and now she is dragging Blueface, a.k.a. her baby father, a.k.a. her ex-boyfriend, in a new song with Lil Mabu.
Yep, Lil Mabu. And in case you're wondering what she's been up to since she had that baby, because we haven't heard too much.
Since we
saw her in the Walmart carrying her baby. She has been making music with Lil Mabu, who is an NYC drill rapper. He's coming up on the scene. He's basically, his whole shtick is like, I'm in school. I spend 8 hours a day in school and I'm still like, I put up more than these fleas. Like, I'm better. And if you listen, I want your live reaction to this music video because it is genuinely everything that me and you love.
All right, what's the name of the song?
That's the best part. Sorry, ask me that again.
What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is Mr. Fuck Your Bitch.
Ah!
Let's take a listen. Fuck Blueface, I had a fun and new bae.
Yeah, with my boo, fuck what you say. Steph.
I'm obsessed. First of all, I'm obsessed with him because he does not care at all.
At all.
At all. To the point where, yes, this music video is iconic, right? Let's get your three thoughts. Give me three descriptions of this music video off the top.
Messy, ghetto fabulous.
Okay.
Just ratchet.
Iconic.
Okay.
Because this whole story doesn't end here with the music video. They didn't post it and go, oh, silence from Blueface. It is escalated. So basically, Lil Mabu has posted on his Instagram pictures of Chrisean and Blueface with like broken hearts, pictures of him and her like with hearts, kind of shipping them, kind of like pressing at Blueface. And one thing about Blueface, it's not hard to like piss him off. So he's tweeting up a storm, of course, like whatever. Lil Mabu posts on his Instagram a screenshot that he DM'd Blueface saying, Mr. Fuck Your Bitch.
Ah!
Yeah, it doesn't end there. Next slide is a picture of a screenshot of Blueface blocked Mabu.
I would have blocked his ass too. Don't be coming to my DMs with that crap.
I love it.
It's kind of hilarious.
I love it. And also, I want to say one thing. The thing about Chrisean is like, she even says in this thing, like, her and Blueface are never, like, on good terms. Mm-hmm. You know, she is still a mom now. I don't know if you clarify her as a single mom. We don't know the status of her and Blueface right now. But at least she's making money. At least she's doing fun things. This guy is coming up on the scene. On TikTok, everyone knows him. So, like, she's still relevant.
Right,
the big worry was, you know, she'd have a kid and no longer be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So, at least she's doing that. I'm really excited for this. I love the song.
My favorite line from the song is, only thing that's broke is my fucking water. Gave birth to my kid, but I hate his father.
That's what I'm saying. Like, iconic. I love it.
Don't really rhyme, to be honest, but...
It does rhyme.
Water?
Uh-huh.
Father?
The way she says it.
You gotta add a little twang.
You gotta add a little Chrisean Rock to that, and it's a little bit of a mix. There's also a clip of them where she's brushing his hair, Lil Mabu, so they're giving off, like, couple energy. I just caressed my paper when I said that, because that's the energy it gives in the video. And then there's another video of them in the studio. Chrisean is smoking and trying to rap. And Lil Mabu goes, okay, speak up and try that again because you're high.
Oh.
So they're just having a good old time, dancing, laughing, making music.
Lil Mabu says in the song, yes, I took his lady. I like blue faces, so I took his baby.
Yep.
That's kind of a bar.
I know. It's so good. This song is like shockingly good.
I don't know, but they're not together though. We learned that they're not like a couple. This is just like.
But if you look at this man, he is like a white kid that lives in New York City, 18 years old. So this whole thing is just so hilarious because he's just a kid trying to make music.
And just trying to like add a little extra.
I think he's just good at the internet. That's what this is.
It's a not... lot of these kids are simply just good at the internet.
Yeah, but he is a good drill rapper too. He just freestyles and he's really good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's my favorite story of the day.
You go, and that's it.
And that's it for me. I walk off stage.
All right, so we've been talking about the Logan Paul and Dylan Danis fight since the show came back. Mm-hmm. And it happened. Mm-hmm. The fight went down over the weekend. I think it was October 14th. Logan Paul, I mean,
kicked Dylan Danis's ass.
Ass. Like, there are, there. If I was Dylan, I wouldn't even come out of my house. I would never say anything. I would delete my Twitter, my social media accounts. Like,
delete your life.
Bro, you talk so much shit in the lead up to this fight just to get your ass whooped.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not a fighter, but I'm just saying, you got your ass whooped.
No.
So Logan is now opened up about the fight and basically the drama surrounding Nina Agdal and mm-hmm. Dylan Danis on an episode of the Impulsive podcast. And he's like, first of all, this made me really love Logan Paul even mm-hmm. more. But he openly talks about the fact that, one, he apologizes to Nina, and that it was just really unfair for her to have to go through all of that.
Right. Because it's, again, we had conspiracies on if this was a whole thing to just mm-hmm. get, you know, press for the fight, amp for the fight, get people excited. But at the same time, when you Google Nina Agdal going forward, we said this since yeah. the first episode that we talked about it. When you bring up her name now on Google, it is all these pictures with men. It is all the stuff right. that Dylan Danis has, you know, kind of slandered her name. And no wonder he went into the ring and literally beat him so bad.
Yeah, right.
Because there's a little bit of personal... Even if this was a whole plan, which I don't think it is, mm-hmm. but let's say it was, there's a little bit of like, that's got to hurt your heart. Your new fiance like is getting yeah. slandered like that for a fight that you're doing.
I think that's why Logan Paul went so hard.
I know. Like, could you imagine like someone like you care about and like they're getting slandered? You'd just beat the hell.
Literally rip them to shreds mm-hmm. in my little arms.
I'm dead.
Like, my arms ain't that small. Don't get it twisted.
Go. If you want to watch on YouTube?
I go. If you want to check out my arms, YouTube, TMZ, verify the podcast.
No, but I think there's a little bit of personal heart in this.
No, for real. It definitely
and
is.
You can see that on Impulsive. He's really talking from the heart. He's being like, you know, he almost had to win this.
Mm-hmm. No, he did.
He needed to do this for Nina. He needed to do this for his relationship, right. his reputation, and his marriage. Yeah. Like, he wants to marry this girl. So right, now it's just like a part of their story. It Dylan is. Danis can go shut up. It doesn't matter who Nina was with, right. who she was pictured with, who she slept with. Shut up.
And then Logan Paul is basically like backed out of the potential rematch. Like, he's like, I'm not having a rematch.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, he said like he doesn't deserve the platform. And like, no. Bro, I'm not going to sign my girl up to deal with that bull crap another go round. Like, it's over.
He's basically saying, I beat you. You're done.
You're done.
In all capacities.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him for this.
No, I'm not mad at him either.
No.
Do you think that Logan Paul, with this fight, it'll accelerate his career to where other people he fights are going to come for Nina? Or do you think this was like a one and done thing? Does it open up the doors for like personal jabs like that? That would, when they have a baby one day, when they get married, like whatever.
True.
Kind of like, no offense, love Jake Paul as we know, but yeah. he went for Tommy Fury. Mm-hmm. He went for Tommy Fury's baby, Bambi, kind of in his fight right, jabs right. to get him all amped up. But it seems to work, right? Because they're so upset about the personal jabs that they end up winning. Tommy Fury won. Logan Paul won. If you come for personal, it's like, I'm going to kill you.
I do think Logan Paul has set him. I don't even think he did it. But I think the situation has now set him up for that to be like, we all know now that Nina is Logan's trigger. And if you come for Nina, Logan going to lose his goddamn mind, which is like, a little scary, but also just like if you're wanting to taunt and poke somebody before a fight, that's the way to go. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like Logan has essentially set himself up now to be like teased about Nina, or like yeah, for the rest of his boxing career, people are going to reference Nina and Dylan and all the drama.
But at the same time, maybe that makes him win every time because a little bit of personal. I know for me, like when someone comes for me personal, I'm like, shut up. I didn't care before, but now shut up.
Yo, now I'll fuck you up.
No, yeah.
Shout out to Logan Paul. I don't know. We don't know when he's fighting next. He hasn't said, like...
I'm sure he's taking a break right now yeah. and chilling. And he even said, like, he's not rematching, so...
Would you ever do, like, a celebrity... Like, if they called you up right now and they go, we have a celebrity boxing match and we want Steph versus... I don't know.
First of all, I'd lose.
But, like, it'll be another amateur fighter.
Is this, like, if it was like verbal fight?
No, if it's, like, a fist fight. Like, they say, oh, go, we got celebrity podcast host. We got Steph Williams from TMZ Verified, and then we got
think of someone.
Brianna Chicken Fry.
I would say, and they go, oh my god, I love her. Like, I don't want to fight her.
It's a celebrity boxing match. It's for charity.
I wouldn't do it. Oh, for charity. Don't gotta throw charity in
That's
it.
What
now
I'm saying.
I gotta do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would just let her beat me up.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Maybe I turn it into like, hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Like I'm vlogging on TikTok and I'm like, I'm getting in shape for my fight. And like, I'd like, you know, document.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not really like a fighter. Like I'm from.
No, I'm not.
I've gotten into
verbal
a couple fights.
Fights.
Yeah,
but...
I ain't gonna keep it real. I've gotten into a couple fights. I'm from the hood, but like, I am not like a. Don't call. I mean, no, call me to fight. Cause I always, you know me. I'm like, call me to fight. I will
Wild
fight.
Always
I will
his
fight
defense
anybody.
When we go out to drink anytime that something goes on, he's like, I'll fight him.
I'll fight him. I will fight anybody.
I feel like you're kind of capping though. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Let's move on.
There is
my favorite girl on the internet. This is my favorite girl on the internet.
I just want to preface this by saying I always tell Stephanie and all my other colleagues that by the time y'all see stuff on TikTok, on anywhere, by the time things go like viral, Black people have been talking about it for weeks, if not months.
I agree. But at the same time, you have to tell the people that I knew about this at the same time as you because we literally talked about it.
Stephanie has known about it for some time.
Okay. So shut up.
Okay. So on today...
And I begged you to do this. Also, our best segments now are when I go, please, Wild, can we please talk about this?
And I'm always
so
like,
funny.
Ugh.
But people love it.
All right. So this week's The Internet for Dummies.
Can't
we're
wait.
Talking Sprinkle Sprinkle.
Love it.
So there's this YouTube star, right? Her name is Shiraya7. I don't even know if I'm saying her name right, but it's Shiraya7 on YouTube.
Okay.
Keep in mind I'm saying YouTube star. This lady doesn't even have TikTok. But she's gone viral on TikTok. So there's a YouTube star who gives us like weird, I don't want to say weird. She gives us like unfiltered, brash advice for women in the dating world and like how to combat men and like all the misogynistic stuff and also how to get your worth. I don't really know
I'll
how to
tell
say
you what's
this.
Going on
yeah,
TikTok.
I'm like, explain it, sis.
Basically, what's going on TikTok is they're taking clips of her, and we're talking a 6-second clip to mm-hmm. like max 20-second clip of her talking about what you should be doing with men, how you should be talking to them, how you get them to like lock it down with you, but giving it to you so straight. Mm-hmm. And kind of like the shtick that she does is basically, let's say she's like, well, how do you get a man to commit? How do you get a man to propose to you? This is what you do. X, Y, Z. She breaks it down step by step. Don't reply to his text. Go to bed early. Blah, blah, blah. And then what she says is, like, when it's kind of something hard to say. For example, he doesn't pick you up on time. Don't come out of the house. Sprinkle, sprinkle. And it's kind of like the way that she says it has TikTok up in arms uh-huh. because she's like, so deal with it.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
That's my advice. And that's like what Gen Z loves. That's what TikTok right. loves. She's giving it to you so straight on how to lock mm-hmm. a man down and do the right thing and kind of be on top. That is her advice. How do you be on top in a relationship? Sprinkle, sprinkle. Here's my advice.
Like the dominant partner, even though the man
you
is
are
the financial.
Feminine.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't be nice to him all the time. Always have an attitude and then be nice every once in a while. Men love mean women, period. Don't be his piece. What if you want to get married, but you don't get the ring? And then don't get married, but keep the ring. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
I kind of love this lady.
I love her.
I don't really agree with everything she says, but like I can appreciate a good, like just unfiltered opinion, just standing your shit. And she really does stand in it.
Men should always pay, even if, you know, they broke their arm that day and lost a limb. It's like, sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. Sorry. I don't make the rules. It's kind of saying sprinkle, sprinkle is kind of being like, I don't make the rules.
But
sorry.
Deal with it.
Deal
so,
with it.
Like one of her most famous ones is like, she's like, a guy, men will ask, what do you bring to the table? And she's like, don't ask me what I bring to the table. You want a woman to bring something to the table? Go to IHOP.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Sprinkle, sprinkle. Because I'm sorry. That's the truth.
Yeah. She goes, I bring nothing.
My
I bring nothing to the table.
My favorite one that she does is like, how do you get a man to like commit or propose? And she'll be like, just stop doing stuff. Sprinkle, sprinkle. Like, don't. She's like, how do you get a man to propose? Suddenly stop doing the dishes. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Sprinkle,
he'll,
sprinkle.
He'll remember. He'll see. He'll notice. Like, that's yeah. my favorite.
So she doesn't have TikTok, but I'm sure someone at some point has been like, sis, you are the most viral person.
We
got to
get her on verified.
We got to get her on verified. Mm-hmm. Why did we not have this conversation before the show?
I don't know, but we need to have her on. I love her.
We're gonna try to get the sprinkle, sprinkle.
And
lady.
I want her to give it to me straight.
And me sitting here trembling in my boots because she'll say something crazy.
But basically, it's like she gives hot takes. She doesn't, like, she mm-hmm. gives advice about relationships yeah. and, like, how to be in your feminine. And sprinkle, sprinkle is her way of being, like, sorry.
And then she did kind of, like, explain, like, what the sprinkle, sprinkle thing meant. She basically says it's, like, bless you or, like, a bless your heart. Like, it's, like, end of the conversation, bless your heart. Like,
yeah, like, sorry.
Yeah, not dealing with this.
Not, yep. I don't make the rules.
And everybody know if a black person ever says bless your heart, we being shady as fuck. Like, I don't want you to be blessed. Like, I'm being shady if I go, bless your heart.
Right. Yeah.
Sprinkle, sprinkle. We have, that's the end of the segment, by the way.
That's the end of the segment.
That was the internet for dummies.
Mm-hmm. So we will be fighting about our costumes next week. And I want everyone to comment down below which costume they like better. And be brutal, because the other one will be paying
$20. We got some suggestions from our last
week. Did we?
Yes.
You guys are actually talking to us? This is like what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, we got some suggestions. So shout out to y'all for commenting.
Shout out. Oh my God.
And
I need to
giving us some suggestions for costume picks.
Okay. I love this.
We ain't got a lot, sis, so don't hold your breath.
Even one of you commented, bless your heart. Oh, that's kind of mean to say.
Wait, you didn't hit him with the...
No, but like, bless your heart, meaning like...
No, you mean like, she ain't black, y'all, so she genuinely means bless your heart. Go ahead. It's okay.
I was being sweet. Like, aw, you commented, but no one else did.
Yeah, we got... Wild should be a zombie, and Steph should be Vanessa from The Little Mermaid. They don't really go together, though, y'all. We love that idea.
I love that you commented, and I'm going to leave it at that. Yeah. I go...
We got to put a little more thought into it. No, yeah. I'm joking. And okay. Then we got, this is my favorite one.
Okay, okay.
Steak and mashed potatoes.
It's because you do that fucking thing that you do all the time where you say we're salt and pepper. I kind of love that. Obviously, I'm mashed potatoes. Yeah. Wait, whoever wrote that comment, can you shout them out?
It was Ida Montanez 4294.
You slay.
YouTube.
Like, I'm obsessed. Uh-huh. I love that.
Yeah, thanks, Ida. We don't know if we'll be steak and potatoes.
No,
but...
I'm coming as steak. That's going to be my second costume. I'm doing it.
Should that be our verified costume?
Yes. I'm going to order on Amazon right now.
How am I going to make myself a steak? I got to order one of those, like...
I go, well...
Giant cardboards and... What did I say? You fat enough?
No. I was going to say, the quicker you change out of your other costume that you're not doing with me, you can get into the steak.
Oh, yes. I am doing another costume. Ski. Alright. Alright, y'all. Well, that's it
for
us. Be sure to like and follow the podcast. And when we say follow the podcast, I know I say
download.
It every week. You have to add us to your favorite shows. So, like, mm-hmm. Go to Apple Podcasts, go to Spotify, go to Google Play, and add us to your shows. So that way, you never miss an episode.
Like those old YouTubers. Comment, like, subscribe, download.
Yes.
Be crazy. Comment anything you want. Just be like, had lunch today. Just do daily updates. Do hourly updates. Give us like a thousand. I'll go read
comments.
The comments. Now that people are commenting, I'm going to spend my nights. There's this funny joke that we have in the office where, like, people used to watch Verified on their nights off. Like, they would watch it and, like, make fun of us. And so I think my new thing is going to be I'm going to watch us, make fun of us, and then read the comments. Have a good day. Thanks for watching.
We'll see y'all later. Have a good one. Bye.